You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
It is 10 past 4 and time for us to get into our digital transformation on air. And we welcome Odette back to the studio. Hello, Odette.
Hi, Richard. Thank you for having me.
You can look awfully like, whoa, you know what I mean? I mean, you put makeup on and the whole thing today.
I know. I was feeling a bit washed out. Hey? So I just put
Have you got like a boyfriend on the side? What's going on?
I don't know. Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows? Nice to have you back. Now, this afternoon's topic is one that I've been like waiting for you to talk about.
Yes.
Because WhatsApp is an amazing tool in our lives, but it can be used for business, and not many people know how to do that. So you're going to tell us, aren't you?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
You fire away, and then I'll come and adjust your headphones for you.
Okay, perfect. So WhatsApp for Business is a tool that I have been using for some time now, and it's very easy to download from the internet. So you just update your current WhatsApp profile and just transition it into a WhatsApp for Business profile. It also integrates seamlessly with WhatsApp Web. Yes, it integrates seamlessly with WhatsApp Web. It is for free. So there's no additional charge to make use of WhatsApp for Business.
Mm-hmm.
It's also extremely high tech. I just think it's so jacked. There are no glitches or funny bugs. I find it very easy and seamless to use. What I love about it is how fast it is as and when you are open for business. So we'll go through some of the, you know, downsides of WhatsApp for Business, which are easily solved. But generally speaking, I find it very, very fast to use, which assists those impulsive shoppers who are looking to spend their money right now. And it also assists those shoppers who are a little bit more cautious because they know that you're responding to them quite quickly, and that's what makes them feel comfortable and confident, which leads me into my, you know, main benefit of having WhatsApp for Business is that it really does aid. It builds trust and credibility between you and your customer, and it's quite intimate in the most professional sort of way. People feel that they're really closer to you and that you are looking after them.
Yeah.
They don't feel like a number as we tend to feel when we're liaising with each other on email and through call centers. So I use it predominantly, or it suits my online shop, in that it is a bridging tool between the customers coming through from another gateway, like social media platforms or price comparison platforms, and the actual online portal. So I feel like I'm almost standing on a bridge holding my WhatsApp for Business, and they just cross that bridge once they've spoken to me, and then off they go and make their sale. It does speak to specific audiences, so it would depend on who your target audience is. I would say most importantly in terms of country. So depending on where you're doing business, WhatsApp would have to be their preferred messenger, instant messenger tool. And I know here in SA, pretty much all of us are on WhatsApp. So it really does suit our whole market.
Yeah.
It's not only just for young people anymore. Absolutely everybody is using WhatsApp. So it's not just for the youngsters. A couple of my sales strategies for WhatsApp for Business I'm going to go through before I actually talk about how it is different to the regular WhatsApp for Business. So on the landing page of my website, in the bottom left-hand or right-hand corner, it's up to you which you prefer, there's actually a little WhatsApp icon on the landing page. So when customers are online shopping and they have any questions, they don't have to pick up the phone, they don't have to look for my number, they don't have to fill out a form, contact form. All of that is available, of course, as well. But all they have to do is just press on that WhatsApp icon, and it comes straight through to our phone. And it has a little message, a little intro message, and it says, "Hi, I'm interested in an experience." So already I know exactly where it's coming through from. So that comes through to my phone or whoever has the work phone, and then we can start the conversation of, so what were you looking at? How can I help you? Can I send you the link? Did you have a question? Et cetera, et cetera. So I have that on the desktop site, and because between 80 and 90% of transactions are going through via our mobile handsets, I've also had that scripted to appear on our mobile site as well. Okay. So that is very important because let's stop thinking desktop shopping and stuff like that. It's all going mobile. We need to get our hats on.
Do you have to do
mobile.
That? Have somebody do that for you specially? Or
yes, I just had my developer script that for me, but it's not something that's complex. It's something easy enough to get done. If you do have a developer, or you can certainly find one on Fiverr, or pop me a WhatsApp and we can help you. But I find it very, very handy. And actually on my travels, I've read and listened to blogs and read case studies about really, really big companies that have scaled massively from integrating WhatsApp as part of their customer service support, to the extent that, you know, you can have WhatsApp integrated with your corporate, you know, your support ticketing systems and stuff like that. It can be structured and coded at that level that it can even start filtering into your call centers, your ticketing systems, and then divvied out between the staff. That's incredible to learn. It really is astounding what you can do with WhatsApp. And I'm sure most of us will know, certainly through lockdown, if you were following maybe the government's COVID line, or I know Checkers has like that you can even get like a WhatsApp bot. In turn, you can have an AI bot, an artificial intelligence bot scripted especially for your business, or you can have an FAQ bot. So that's where it already is.
For those who don't know what FAQ is, frequently asked questions.
Yes.
And for those who don't know what a bot is, well, that's an automatic response.
Yes.
Okay. I see on your website, as you open up the Celestial Gifts website, the first thing that comes up is join our broadcast group to learn about experience specials. Is that also specially scripted, or is that just a widget that's built into the website?
It's something that has been scripted. So that is my second sales strategy. So we have the little button on the website as this little button that follows you around for your whole customer journey. And then when you land on the website, there is this pop-up box again with a different scripted button. And it basically includes our social media handles at the bottom, which is very handy. So that diverts you there. And it also encourages you to press on that icon, which again sends you through to our work phone. And it actually pre-populates your number into a one-way chat group that I have.
Wow.
So that funnels the numbers into the chat group, and it's one way. It can only be used by admins so that people aren't getting spammed.
Yeah.
And then I call it my VIP experience concierge group. So people feel important because they're part of this group. And I share as and when I feel like it about something I have found online that I think customers would be interested to know about. Because we one would assume that you are an experience enthusiast if you're part of that group.
Yeah.
So if I find something on Instagram or Facebook or on the internet about something new that's come to Cape Town or SA, Gauteng, something that we have no affiliation to, but I've checked it out and it looks like a great deal. It doesn't necessarily have to be sales or deals or promos. It's just something that I think, for example, the bubble hotel. Someone has started a bubble hotel here in SA, which is something I've always wanted. So I found that on Instagram and I shared that to the group. Or gazebo dining at the Oyster Box in Durban. Or a special track day that you can go to with your car. And then, of course, we might share some of our own specials and deals as well. But that is working really, really well for us. And I find that it almost has a better feel to an email marketing list. Because if you're fed up and you've just decided it's not for you, you can just exit the group. And then what I do is, when I'm chatting to my customers that are coming through the little chat button on the website, or through Instagram or Facebook, all of their numbers are in my long list of chats. And I think I have about 3,300, if not more. What I do every week, or I should do every week, is I go in and I invite them to that VIP experience group.
Wow. Okay, so that's on a website, and it doesn't have to be the same kind of business as yours. It can be any business. It can be a brick and mortar business of that just has a website, and they can be doing all of that as well.
Of course.
So you're talking to your customers that have, while they're not even in your shop.
Absolutely.
Yeah, amazing, amazing. Okay.
And then the last part of, you know, my chat for today before we chat about it in more detail is really about setting it up. So as I said, you'd need to go online, you'd need to update your present app for WhatsApp and convert it into a business app. And then you'll see all the little menus and items. It's very, very easy to complete. And it's almost like they give you a little website that you would complete. You would include a nice profile picture, either of yourself or a logo of your business. So you'd have that. You would complete a bio or a nice short description of your business. You would include contact information, a physical address if you would like for your shop or your business premises. You would have the opportunity, if my memory is correct, I think you can add up to 3 URLs. So maybe you want to include your YouTube channel or your website or maybe your Linktree, which is something we're going to talk about as well as your opening hours. Then there is this great part of WhatsApp for Business that allows you to create a catalog.
Okay.
So this catalog is where you would add, I personally think that you should add no more than 20 or 25 of your best sellers. You don't want to exhaust yourself by importing everything, because remember, whatever you create anywhere needs to be updated, especially if you're doing it manually. So don't exhaust yourself, and rather just focus on your best sellers, maximum 25. And this allows you to create a little mini website within your WhatsApp business profile. And you would include a really nice image. Remember, best images ever. A price, a product code, a description, and also a link, which you would link straight back to your online shop or maybe your service description on your business page, your business website, etc. I assume that you could use your catalog for your services as well. I don't see why you couldn't. You know, nail technicians, you know, if you're a beautician, you might want to put all of your beauty treatments in there. And, you know, anyone could pretty much make use of that.
Yeah, I mean, the sky's the limit, because
absolutely.
Before you go further, and I know you've got lots there, there is a question that has come in, and it's the same question I was going to ask. WhatsApp is this funny thing where you can only have one number associated to WhatsApp. The question is, can you have a personal and business WhatsApp on the same device?
If you had a dual SIM card device.
Okay. So you would need a dual SIM card device.
Yes.
So you either you personal or you business.
Yes. And like we've had these discussions before, when we are in business, we need to have business Facebook pages, personal Facebook page, business WhatsApp account, personal WhatsApp account. For me, my phone is just taken over by business anyway, so I don't really mind. And I'm also very good. I haven't always been, but I'm very good with boundaries. So we're going to come to that as well, because I think the hesitance can be, oh my word, people are going to be messaging me around the clock. And yes, you're right. But there are ways that we can stop that, or we can't stop it, but we can remind people of our business hours, which I'm going to get to.
So to qualify that, you would need 2 separate numbers.
Yes.
Okay. So you've got to decide, if everybody knows my personal number, I'm going to have to get a new business number, and I'm going to have to start selling that idea.
Yes. Or you get yourself a new personal number and add your closest friends to that.
Okay. So there are some changes that one has to make. But from the sounds of things, these changes would be beneficial because of the way this thing is structured.
It's definitely, it has completely revolutionized the way we do business. It really makes me feel so close to my customers. and I've been able to convert so many sales because of it. And what's interesting, though, is when I get messages from people, I always go and look at the history. And I've noticed that people have kept my number in their phone from as far back as 2017.
Mm.
That's 4 years.
Mm. Mm.
And then I've also noticed that they have kept the invite that I sent them to the group as well. So they're definitely on that group and they are watching and monitoring what's coming through.
All right. So it requires a little bit of adjusting to make sure that this can work for somebody.
Yes.
And you've got to decide which number you're going to do and how you're going to change things, which is not always an easy decision. And the question came in from Noel. Says, thanks, prefer WhatsApp over Facebook.
Yes.
Email, yes, very personal and very organized. So there we go.
Okay.
So WhatsApp is definitely the route that Noah would like to take. Yeah.
So when it comes to the downside of WhatsApp and you're kind of hearing it coming through the WhatsApp messages in terms of people's anxieties, it is about this feeling like we should always be online and getting back to people. Mm-hmm. So what they have is, there is a greeting message that you can set up on your WhatsApp for Business, which basically, and you can also have a delay on it.
Mm.
So the message comes in 1 second, 2 second, and it will send a greeting message saying, hello, you've reached blah, blah, blah company. Thank you for your message. We will be responding during these core business hours. Please let, you know, give us a chance to get back to you. So what you can do is manage people's expectations immediately.
Mm.
And then you can also include some other nice email, web addresses in there. So always remember to be adding your web addresses or YouTube channels or whatever it is that you're trying to promote into your greeting message. Then you can have an away message, which you could put on at the end of the day, or you would maybe put it on if over the weekend, let's say. So the greeting message, you might want to reaffirm what your office hours are and also say that, you know, we don't accept WhatsApp calls, because I personally don't like WhatsApp calls because I find the signal is quite bad.
Yeah.
I'd rather just phone someone and use my
I agree with you.
Yeah, so I don't mind phoning people. So you can put all of that in your greeting message. There is an away message for maybe in the evening, weekends, and holidays, or just structure your greeting message appropriately. And then there is also the opportunity to create multiple autoresponders. So if usually in a customer support role, you are saying the same thing 1,000 times a day.
Mm.
So you can set up 1,000 same responses that you would then just use a forward slash, and then it just kind of pre-populates them onto your screen, and then you would insert that. So it makes your responding to customers a lot faster as well.
Mm.
You're familiar with WhatsApp for Web. I see you're using it now.
Yes, we use it in the studio.
Yes.
And I'm just going to get to that in a moment. But we use it in the studio. That's how people communicate with us. And I mean, it revolutionized how radio stations communicate with their audience as well. Because previously it was SMS or you had to
amazing.
Phone. Now it's WhatsApp voice notes and it is WhatsApp messages. And WhatsApp Web has made that available to
us. It's incredible.
Yeah.
So when I am responding to customers when I'm at my desk and not on the go, I would respond to them using WhatsApp Web. I would use my autoresponders where appropriate. And then you know where the little paperclip is that then opens up that whole menu? It also opens up like a little shopping cart icon. And that's directly links you to your catalog that you've set up on your phone.
Wow.
And that's where, let's say we're chatting about hot air ballooning or rally driving or something, then you'd open the paperclip, you would go to the catalog and you would select which one of those products you want to include. And it just it populates that into the message with a nice image and the link directing people back to the online shop.
Let me just understand this. This is all free.
Yes, it is.
This is amazing.
It is. It's changed the way I do business.
Mm.
And it's not only for me. I mean, it was on one of my trips that I was reading and I saw something about this Dutch company they were renting bikes out, like how Uber works. Mm-hmm. And they basically put all of their customers, you know, on this WhatsApp number. And they just scaled their business by hundreds of percents because they now had this WhatsApp access to their customers and vice versa. Big companies are using it.
I think it's quite amazing. All right. Once you've gone through all of your stuff, I've got a couple of questions.
Yes. And I think lastly, what I wanted to say was, again, about boundaries. So don't let that put you off using WhatsApp for Business. I think use the tools that WhatsApp for Business has and complete all of your responders and messages correctly. But also we need to do a lot of our own training to ourselves that we do not need to be online 24/7. So decide on your hours of work and stick to that. As long as your greeting messages are on there, then just calm yourself knowing that you don't need to be messaging people at 8 p.m., 10 p.m. at night. Let's stick to our core business hours when we're dealing with customers. Unless, of course, maybe you're a plumber and you have like a nice emergency. Yes. And that's where you make a lot of money as well. So yeah. I think it depends on your business. But just know that I think we all need to affirm ourselves that we don't need to be online all the time, depending on what it is that we are doing. And lastly, when you have, and I do, I really need to clean up my chat list, but I have multiple chats open at any given time. And they have this wonderful functionality that allows you to label your chats in different colors. So you might have, and you can create the label with the color according to what you want. So it might be new customer, new order, outstanding payment, to book, confirmed.
Real whatever. Pain in the butt.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. VIP, do not answer, weirdo, whatever.
Stalker.
Yeah, yeah. Are you on my phone as a stalker?
Am I?
Yeah. That's so funny. Yeah, that's pretty much it. It sums it all up. It really is amazing. And I believe that email is dying. It's almost like the old internal office memorandum. Do you remember
that? Yeah, that also died, yeah.
Email is feeling like that to me at the moment. So I think we need to get ourselves amped up. And then, of course, because you're limited with the list size within WhatsApp, I think it's 256 or 265. I can never remember. But then one would do the massive lists in Telegram, which I think people are slowly moving over to, but not too much yet.
Would it be sensible possibly to have your personal account as WhatsApp and then go to Telegram for Business for your business account? Or we're not enough people using Telegram? Because everybody rushed across there. I've seen hundreds of people join Telegram. We've got Telegram here on the system. I think up to date, one person has contacted us on Telegram. The others are all doing WhatsApp. Are people actually using Telegram?
I think it depends what it is for. So it might be for subscription memberships with investments and stuff, you know, when they're placing trades and they have thousands of people in a list and say, right, we're going to buy gold now at this price. We're going to enter now. We're going to exit. Mm. It could be more for those type of digital subscriptions where you have a mass following. I think we're warming up to Telegram, but I don't want to give our customers too much newness to get used to.
Yeah.
I would take a slowly does it approach. And for now, let's just try and get them onto WhatsApp because they're already on it.
Yeah.
And then like I always think to myself, especially during lockdown, the amount of beauticians and hairdressers and electricians and plumbers, and I'd be like, don't you have your customers on your phone in a list? Like I actually have all of my experience operators in a broadcast list. Now, for a broadcast list to work, my number needs to be saved in your phone in order for the message to deliver. But I just like having all of them there. I just know that all of them are grouped together. So if I do need to send them all a message, I can. And it's the same thing for our customers, depending on how many you have. Why aren't they on your phone and nicely kind of
cataloged
in a little list? Let's say if you're a beautician and you're struggling for cash this week or something, send out a, you know, a flyer, make a nice flyer on Canva, send it out to the one-way group and lock it down so that people cannot start chit-chatting. Because I think that's what turns us off, is the whole exhausting noise of all the chat groups going. So make it one-way, share your special, and then just leave it. Don't do it all the time, but just have everyone all in one place. That's what I love about WhatsApp.
I'm just thinking about it because it changes. It has an impact on advertising. So in future, advertising campaigns are going to be, hey, this is my WhatsApp number.
Exactly.
As opposed to anything else.
I know.
Yeah. We are so-and-so. Get us on WhatsApp. And that's all it's going to need. And people are going to go down that route. And because you still need to publicize the business or the WhatsApp number.
Yes, and I find like when you say to me, how can people get hold of you? What do I give you? My WhatsApp number. Yeah. Why is that? Because when they messaged me, then they actually have full access to a little miniature website, not for what I'm selling, but they can already start reading and social proofing me. But quite often when we're sharing web addresses, we might get the spelling wrong.
Yeah.
Or maybe there's a hyphenation and then it goes all wrong. That's why I say, here's my number. Just message me.
I think it's quite remarkable, and it certainly is. Now, here's the next question. We've gone through this in the space of 30 minutes, and there's a lot to take in. And a lot of people listening to us, they can listen to the podcast and maybe listen to us again.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, some people are less technical than others.
Yes.
I certainly fall into the less technical category.
Sure.
So are they able to contact you for assistance?
Yes, they can.
Yeah.
They are welcome to just send me a WhatsApp.
Send a WhatsApp. And that WhatsApp number is?
0848-119163.
Say that again.
0848-119163.
That's how you get hold of Odette on WhatsApp. And you can, I mean, you charge a consulting fee for this type of thing. That's part of what your business is.
Yes, I can help you. It depends what your query is.
Yeah.
I'd love to help you anyway. I do think, though, we need to chat about this resistance to technology because I'm in the same boat. I'm 45. I wasn't born with a cell phone in my hand. And I have been really exploring my resistance to certain digital things. And it has the same feeling as completing a life insurance form or a medical aid questionnaire. So I think it's all about scheduling some quiet time when there is no distractions and then go and do what it is that you need to do. Let's say setting up your WhatsApp profile or maybe trying to place some Google ads using smart ads. But we have to remember that these apps are structured in such a way, most of them, certainly these ones that we're recommending, that they are very easy to use. You just need to open the menus and follow the instructions. It, you know, put in your web address, put in your contact details, put in your description. And I think you're halfway there if you have all of the info prepared before you actually start setting it up, if that makes sense.
It does. It does. And then set aside that time and work with it.
Yes.
I'm just looking at your website. This is an incredible website. It certainly does what you needed it to do, that's for sure. That website is celestialgifts.co.za.
Yes, that's the experience.
Simple as that. And when you get to that website, you're going to have access to the WhatsApp. That's the first thing that comes up. And go and have a look at that website, folks. It is quite remarkable. And you can see all that is on offer. But more important, you can see how Odette has structured the website so that it works for her. And for her business.
For the customers.
Yeah, for the customers, yeah. Really cool. So go and check that out. Celestialgifts.co.za. It certainly has transformed since those early days, hasn't it?
Yes. One last thing I was just wanting to mention is that Facebook owns. So this is for those who are maybe resisting using WhatsApp for business because they think it's difficult to set up. So Facebook owns Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. So if you're able to run your social media page on Facebook, you should be able to do the same on Instagram and also WhatsApp for Business because it's the same company and it's all been set up in the same way.
To work together.
There's nothing complicated about it.
For some.
it's really about scheduling some quiet time. So generally when I have insomnia at 2 a.m. in the morning, that's when I start setting things up because the house is quiet.
Nothing wrong with that. It's amazing. It absolutely, I mean, one of the revelations that came out of this afternoon is that you're 45 years old.
wearing lipstick for you, Richard.
But I say that, and I say that tongue-in-cheek as it may have been, but the reality of what I'm saying is that you're not a teenager.
No.
And yet you have taken the time and trouble to get your head around this technology, which may have been foreign to you at some point in time.
Yes.
And is currently foreign to me and foreign to a lot of people who are listening to us. And you have made it your mission to get your head around it. Other people can do the same thing. But they don't need to reinvent the wheel. They can get hold of you and you can point people in the right direction.
Yes, I can.
And that's what smart people do. They surround themselves with people who know what they're doing and then they just get their assistance.
There you go.
That's the way it is. Odette, I think it's amazing conversation. And there's so much that there's so many other questions that I have. But I'm not going to go into them now because they pertain directly to how we would use this at Zone Radio. Because
yes.
We have a number here that is a studio number. We would probably need to have another number on another phone unit or on a dual SIM card or something along those lines that is a business thing for WhatsApp. One final question. Both Judy and I, as people know, and I'm talking about our business because that's what I understand. Or let's say there is a husband and wife team in any other business. They can only have one cell phone unit doing this. They can't have two units.
Only one.
I'm hoping that WhatsApp will change that at some point.
I'm sure it will. But I mean, that's why I said you can actually port it into a ticketing system.
Mm.
That's when it starts getting a little bit more complicated.
Okay.
But it is changing all the time. Mm. I always see new little features popping up. But I think it probably is a tool that started just for like a self-employed person or a small business.
And I think it's fast outgrowing that.
It is. We need more.
So it'd be very cool if WhatsApp did like Netflix, where you can have like three units connected to the same account.
Yes.
That would be very cool. Or DSTV has got that.
Actually, I think I'm going to find out for you. I know we were chatting about it in the office the other day. There is another subscription that you can buy that will allow you to pull the tickets in some way. I'll find out and let you know. Maybe we can put that with the podcast.
Yes. Okay. So that'd be very, very cool because right now it's one unit, one cell phone number, and you can't split that across. I don't know what the technicalities are around it, but that's the only hurdle that I can see overcoming. And that is minor compared to the benefits that you've spoken about this afternoon. Odette, what do I say but thank you?
Thank you for having me.
You're very, very welcome. We're going to welcome you back in 2 weeks' time, and you're going to have something else interesting to speak about. Folks, go and have a look at the website, celestialgifts.co.za. Get hold of Odette. Need to understand that over and above the celestial gift experiences, Odette is also a consultant in these specific areas.
In
e-commerce. And I'm just giving you the website there so that you can connect with her. Hopefully you'll see something on the website you want to buy, but you can also connect with her via that website as far as the e-commerce is concerned.
Yes.
So if you have any questions, Key Buddy sent me a thing here. This is the fellow who, his name is Noel, and he sent me a link here, and it says follow this link to our catalog on WhatsApp. And I click on view catalog, and the catalog pops up here, and there's a whole lot of range of things that he does. He's got a business where you got a mechanism where you can find your lost keys.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so, and it's all there. So, it's working for him. So, I like that.
It's amazing.
I really do like that. So, let's have a look at it. And, folks, like I say, get hold of the lady. She knows what she's talking about. And if she's got makeup on, she's not bad to look at either.
Thanks, Richard.
I can only say that because of a 10 or 11 year relationship that we have with Odette here at Zone Radio. Odette, thank you very much.
I was gonna
play out with something special, but then I lost the song. So I'm gonna play Van Halen because I like Van Halen, and Yeah, it's called Why Can't This Be Love? So probably not that, probably not that appropriate.
How funny is that? That's hilarious. We'll see you back. I do love you, though.
You are.
You and Judy.
Yeah, yeah. Have a wonderful afternoon, evening, and we'll see you in 2 weeks' time.
Yes.
Thanks for your time.
Bye. Take care.
Bye.